Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey everyone, it's Boomer and Geo, and if you're into New York sports or you want straight talk about what's really going on in the sports world, Boomer and Geo is your show.
We're covering it all. Yankees wins, Giants drama, national headlines, and whatever chaos the day brings on the field and off.
No filler, no filters, just real conversation, and believe me, plenty of laughs every weekday morning.
We don't hold back, and we don't waste your time. We get to what actually matters.
That's Boomer and Geo, and you can listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
The Yankees, once again, ho-hum, routinely find themselves in the postseason with a realistic shot still at the American League East division title.
Which I did not think that they would have a shot at that division title. This is what the Yankees do. But listen, I didn't know what to expect coming to the year. I did not know. You lose Soto, you lose Gerrit Cole, Luis Gil's not ready to pitch. The first one of the offseason arms that you bring in, Devin Williams, has an ERA of 9 the first month of the season. We're all sitting there saying, what in the world is this season going to turn into? And as the years unfolded, and listen, I think that the higher you are in terms of accomplishment, unfortunately, maybe the more critical we get. So we probably, and when I say we, I mean all of us, and I'm guilty of this as well, we probably glossed over a lot of the good and really hammered over probably a little excessively some of the stuff that really bothered us. But this year for the Yankees has been littered with amazing stories. I mean, Trent Grisham's story is amazing. Aaron Judge, I know we could have the debate, Cal Raleigh, whatever. He should win the MVP. Bellinger's been phenomenal. You look at the season that Ben Rice has had. The Yankees have two lefties that have won 18 games for the first time since 1979 in Rodon and Fried, which was Guidry and Tommy John. So Stanton, you know, we didn't even know if Stanton was going to play this year. And if you look at his numbers in pro rate them, which you can't, but he could tell you how effective he's been. He's on pace for 45 bombs at 100 and something RBI. So it doesn't mean they're going to win the World Series, but what it does mean is that the Yankees, once again, when people aren't sure who they are, they just have this ability to rise and give their fans a lot to cheer about. This was a great accomplishment based on some of the issues they had this season.
Look, they're held to a higher standard because of their great success. It is what it is. They're the New York Yankees. They're the greatest winning, franchise in the history of sports. So they are going to be always held to a higher standard, but it doesn't mean that you shouldn't at least take a moment to appreciate. Now, I don't think just making the playoffs for them, especially with the expanded postseason, is a big deal. Like, they should make the postseason every single year, but they do more often than not. They've made it the majority of the seasons for 30 years and counting. Where we say it for other teams, like the Mets, well, you should make the postseason every year with their payroll and Steve Cohen take it over, and they don't. Like, they fumble to do it. So if we see one team in their same town, not to mention the other teams across the league, not make the postseason as often as the Yankees do, then there is something to it. It's just not as easy as, well, they're the Yankees, and yeah, the expanded postseason, they should make it every year. So it is an accomplishment. But it's also not just about the weak American League. Like, that was a big narrative last year, and I know I was talking about that, and I believed that.
That was true. It was weak last year.
Okay, it's different this year. Yeah. And what they've overcome, not to mention Gerrit Cole being out before the year, like they wanted Juan Soto. He left them. They still pivoted to a significant plan B. We joked about the plan B and what that would bring in. It's even more than just that. Even when they were starting to struggle a little bit, Cashman, what does he do at the deadline? Aggressive. Goes out and tries to rebuild the bullpen. Some guys hit, some guys don't, whatever. Also gets Caballero in insurance, and that has helped. You go get a third baseman in McMahon. Like, the Yankees, I don't care if you hate them, if you love them, if you love them and you're mad at them, whatever it may be, you're a Met fan. If you don't respect and appreciate what the Yankees do routinely, you are missing the mark here. Every year, they give their fans something to be excited about going into the postseason. Every year. Even if they don't win the World Series every time, every year they have a chance. And I would say that they have as good a chance as anybody in the sport once they get in to go. I wouldn't say I'd bet on it. I'm just saying that they have as good a chance as anybody else.
I'm starting to feel that way, and I haven't felt like that for most of the season here. You know, one of the things that frustrates me about the Yankees, and this goes back to what I said before about we tend to, beat to a bloody pulp because of the expectations, the failures, or the things that bother us. Now, to be fair, the things that have bothered the Yankee fans, they've been constant for years. So it's not like we've been completely out of whack, like whether it's a fundamental issue on the bases or, you know, the defense not being tight enough in certain spots or not having enough left-handed six going back a few years ago. The thing that bothers me about the Yankees is that for the payroll and the expectations and the really good players that they generally trot out every single year, it's always this mid-season, okay, what do they have to do to bring in, what do they have, who do they have to bring in to save this? And I've never understood that. Like, and that's why I've always gone more toward Brian Cashman than I have gone toward Aaron Boone. And I think that that's, I think that, I don't tell people how to think, but I think that that's the right way to analyze the troubles of the Yankees late, when I say troubles, no championships, since 2009. I think it's been more of a bad roster than a manager not doing the right thing. That's my opinion. I think a lot of people agree with that. Not everybody, that's fine. But this year, the moves, and this is where you got, and you started to do it, but I've got to do it as well. The moves that Brian Cashman made at the deadline, it's not only given them depth, but it's changed the energy of this team. The Yankees, when you watch the Yankees, there is some energy. Whether it's Caballero, whether it's Jazz, and I know Jazz can do some things that drive you a little nuts here, but there's an infectious attitude and fun and spunk and just a little bounce with him that is very, very detectable. And then you look at the left side of the infield, which was a train wreck for the first 90-100 games of the year. They got a lot of lefties who throw inside cutters and sliders. What does that mean? It means the ball's going to third base. So the Yankees went out and got a guy who was a great fielder in McMahon. It's going to be a fun ride. They have changed. I hope it's a fun ride. They have changed my views on what they could do this year. I have said all year, I do not believe that they could win the World Series. The last month or so, for a lot of reasons, that's changed, and that's good to see.
Yeah, now look, I still think that they're a flawed team, but I don't want to get
Who's
into
not,
that.
Though? Think about this. Well, who isn't?
That's the point. So their biggest, like, I guess, negative thing with the Yankees is always that we're always comparing them, at least in my mind, to the dynasty years. Okay, well, I've seen the dynasty dominate in the regular season for multiple years, for almost two decades. I've seen them dominate in the regular season and then have success continually in the postseason to the point of winning many World Series, obviously the most recent one in 2009. So every Yankee team, at least in my mind, like, yeah, this is great, you make the postseason, but it's all about winning in the postseason, and they haven't done that nearly enough. So we could still have the conversation, well, will Aaron Judge and this Yankee offense do what they've done in the regular season, specifically against bad teams? Will they carry that over in the postseason to get to and win a World Series? Last year they got there. It's been a while since they got there. They got there last year. Can they now get over the hump and go win one? So those are still question marks. The base path stuff, the defense stuff, like, I still believe that
Dominguez.
They have developing the younger players, Volpe, whatever. They still have flaws. However, even with all those flaws that other teams have would knock teams out. And the Yankees always find a way to get there. So much so that I do think we take it for granted here.
We do.
People in New York, the media, we take it for granted. The amount of success, the continued appearances in the postseason should not be taken for granted.
That's well said. And think about this. Think about the football slop that we get served up every single Sunday for over a decade. The Knicks have finally fought their way out of this malaise for most of the century. The Rangers haven't won a cup since 94. You know, the Isles, the Devils, the Nets. I mean, with all these teams that are in our city right now, I mean, the Yankees are the one that continually give their fans at least a belief. They deliver on the promise of at least being in the mix. And I'll tell you what. So I think to really process, and my mindset has changed this year. I grant you that. This has not been my mindset throughout. But go back, if you're a Yankee fan, go back to the middle of February and what you thought that this team could be, and then quickly find out that not, and if I told you on Valentine's, it'll take middle of February, right? If I told you Gerrit Cole will not throw a pitch this year, Juan Soto will be a Met, who was amazing with Aaron Judge, and has been amazing for the Mets as well. No Cole, no Soto, no reigning rookie of the year. And oh yeah, by the way, Clark Schmidt, who's better than Will Warren and is a starter, and that is 60% of your starting rotation. And the Yankees, with five games to go, have a pretty good chance to win the division, and Judge going to win the MVP. And he got two guys who were knocking on the door with 20 wins. I mean, it really has been, it's been fun, and it was not fun for most of the year. Because if you think about up in Boston, the base running gaffes with Dominguez, with Volpe's erosion, and some of the other things that have gone on, that swallowed up the energy to the Yankee season. I didn't think that they were capable of repositioning it to the point where where I would believe that they really have a chance to win. I believe that they have a chance to win.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not shocked by what's going on here. I've told you all along.
I'm pretty surprised.
Outside of when they lost to Minnesota last week, that was the first time I was like, oh, maybe they're not going to win the division. But knowing what their schedule was and just not believing in the Blue Jays, and by the way, that would be the sweet cherry on top here, although I'm not a big fan of cherries. But
I
maybe
hate
like,
cherries.
Yeah, maybe like the sprinkles on top. I'm a big sprinkles
guy. Sprinkles are good.
So
a little butterscotch sauce.
Maybe the sprinkles on top of the Blue Jays and their broadcasters and their manager talking trash with the Yankees. They're starting to choke it away here down the stretch. Wouldn't it be sweet to finish with the Yankees on top, winning the division? Then you don't have to worry about what would be a very dangerous wild card series, even being at home. You know, take it on Boston. Yeah, it's going to be great drama to talk about, but that's a dangerous series in the first round. Maybe the most dangerous series that they could have throughout the postseason. So you want to win this division. It's a big difference moving forward. They're a flawed team. I'm not ready to say that they're going to go out there and win the World Series. I'm just saying that we as a city, you mentioned it before, the Knicks come and gone, really mostly down, but they've been back up. Jets and Giants, they've stunk. The Mets, come on. I mean, the Yankees have been the one constant for 30-plus years, and no matter what happens with the division, they again will be in the postseason. BT and Sal on the Fan, our friends at Town Fair Tire, remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name-brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. What do we got here, Hoff? What are you doing with okay, we're going to the calls, right?
Yeah, we'll get some calls here.
Sully's calling from Farmingdale. What's up, Sully?
Sully. Hey, guys. Good morning. Love the show.
Thank you. What's up, Sully?
So, listen, I'm a huge Yankee fan, over 50 years. Agree with a lot of the points you guys make, but honestly, the Yankees should have never been in this position. They should have been way ahead, even with Cole being injured. I think the Yankees heading into the offseason.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Boomer
and Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Last year, New Cole's elbow was a little bit shaky. I give Cashman a lot of credit for Bellinger. You know, Bellinger has made a huge difference. But I'm afraid in the playoffs that the Yankees are going to go back to the home run or nothing. And I think Bellinger at least shortens down his swing.
Yep.
I think they have a chance to win, but I don't think they're going to win. And at the end of the day, that's the Yankee standard. You got to win it all. So I don't want... And I get a little tempted as well to start, like, celebrating too soon. You know, whether they win the East or not, they got to win the World Series.
Well, Sully, I appreciate that. And I'm okay with that. I think what we're saying today is to appreciate the checkpoints before you actually get to the analysis of did they win, how did they look, if they get knocked out, who knocked them out, what round was it. And, you know, that's why, and I know... Some people have an issue with this. I've never, whether it's the Yankees or anybody else, like if you win, even if you're used to winning, if you clinch a wild card berth, you know what? Pop the champagne. I have no issue with that. It's such a long season. You get to spring training in February. It is almost October, Sal. You play every single day. You travel. You're up. You're getting in from, you know, Lord knows where, 3-4 in the morning. You're at the ballpark 9, 10, 11 hours a day. When you accomplish something, when you pay the toll to keep going to hopefully cross the bridge to a World Series, don't go nuts, but have a couple of beers, light up a couple of cigars like they did, and have fun. I think that they earned it.
If you're not appreciating the checkpoints, then what are we doing here? Like, we talked about this, I don't know if it was last week, BT, or 2 weeks ago, where we're like, man, this season has just not been fun.
Yeah, for both teams, we kept saying that. It was like torture.
And it hasn't. Now, you could say different now, of course, with the Yankees playing well over the last month or so and clinching a playoff spot. That's fun. This season overall has been a lot of negative talk for different reasons throughout the course of the entire year. So I wouldn't deem it as fun. When there are legitimate reasons to be having fun, like right now for the Yankees, you should be having fun and not saying, yeah, but... yeah, I don't trust them in the postseason. They're a flawed team. They got to go win the World Series. We know that. We could have those conversations tomorrow or next week or in 2 weeks from now. Today, after they clinch the playoff spot, I do think, now again, you do what you want. I'm just saying I think it's proper to sit back and appreciate the greatness of the Yankee organization for routinely making the postseason when you could look across town and see how difficult other teams make it just to even get there.
There's no question. And there's going to be polarizing and paralyzing topics of analysis. I mean, let's face it, guys. What does Aaron Judge do the next month? That is
the biggest,
outside of Jackson Dart, that's probably the biggest story. You know, Aaron Judge eventually got to crack through and cement that Yankee October legacy. What are we thinking when Devin Williams takes the baseball in a high leverage spot, up one, tie game, late, on the road, whatever it might be, ALCS. Okay, what happens with, say, Rodon, who has had really, truly an amazing season, but the thing that we always say about Rodon, but do we trust him? We'll get to all that. This has been really, really unexpectedly fun. And I want to remind everybody, and I was in the building when the Yankees lost to the Astros on that Saturday night, 2022. And just listen to the starting lineup, because this is the perspective that I think gets lost sometimes. And that's what Sal's, that's one of the things Sal's saying so far. Enjoy it. Appreciate it. Harrison Bader led off. Judge batted second. This is a playoff game, guys. Rizzo is batting third, Stanton four, Torres, Donaldson, Cabrera, kind of Falefa, Carpenter, Peraza, Trevino. That was the Yankees lineup, pinch hitters, pinch runners, etc., as they were trying to get to the World Series. So not only have the Yankees in a lot of ways, I don't want to say overachieved because they have a massive payroll, but they have put themselves in a position to win a World Series while also really flipping the roster, which is hard to do.
BT and Sal on the Fan. Steve is in Bayside. What's up, Steve?
Stevie.
Yes, what's up? You know, for all the criticism that Brian Cashman was taking in the offseason about Plan B and whatnot, you guys were just mentioning it. Think of how you lose 3/5. If I would have told you going into the season, you're going to lose Juan Soto plus 3/5 of your starting rotation,
yep,
where would you think this team
would
be?
Well, I'll let you finish. That's why I always said, I don't know if the Yanks are going to win the division. I've been saying that for 5 months. I've been taking the Blue Jays seriously and the Red Sox a little bit.
And the days of the Yankees trying to catch lightning in a bottle with the Aaron Smalls of the world. You have guys, you had Warren step up. You had Schlittler, who looks like he has the potential to be a top of the rotation starter.
Love him.
And then I'm listening to Brian Cashman on a front office show the other day. He says, the minute that the guy brings up Schlittler, he's like, hey, I got three more coming. I've got Ben Hess, Carlos LeGrandier, and Elmer Rodriguez-Cruz lined up for next year. This narrative that the Yankees can't develop starting pitching after they had the rookie of the year last year.
No, nobody says that. That's not true.
Yeah.
It's position players, which is much more accurate. Everybody lauds the Yankees' ability to find pitchers.
Yeah, no, it's been more about the lack of development of position players that's been going on for a while. And that still remains the case here. I just believe, and look, to me, it's disappointing if you don't win the division, but that's still in play. And I still believe now more than ever, and I believed it for a while, I'm convinced that the Yankees are going to win this division.
You've been saying that.
Yeah, but now even more so because Toronto is choking it away.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think the way the things lined up, and by the way, BT, it shouldn't just be overlooked like the Yankees beating up on bad teams. Okay, well, who else demolishes the bad teams? It's not like they're just taking 2 out of 3. Like, they're bludgeoning these teams for the most part when they're playing these bad teams. That's what good teams should be doing. There's no apologies in that. When their schedule is lined up the way that it is, and we say definitively, well, the Yankees are going to go on a major run. Like, I expect 10-2 or, you know, 11-1 against these final 12. Well, that's saying something where you can't say that about all the other teams in a league.
Yeah, and that's true. And I think where, for me, I know we're going to break here, get these calls coming back, obviously, Yankee fans fired up. I think that they stabilized things about a month or so ago when they had that stretch against good teams.
Yeah,
they played pretty well against the Astros, and that was like the first flick where I'm like, okay,
Toronto,
maybe.
Boston.
Yep, yeah. Toronto and Boston, maybe they're starting to grow into something here I didn't see. So, yep, by the way, if the Yankees go 5-0 the rest of the way, Jays go 3-2, Yanks win the division. If the Yankees go 4-1, Jays go 2-3, Yankees win the division.
And if you're a frustrated Yankee fan, even with getting to the playoffs, it's like, oh, I want to win the division, win the World Series, then I have a question for you. We'll do that when we come back. BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey everyone, it's Boomer and Geo, and if you're into New York sports or you want straight talk about what's really going on in the sports world, Boomer and Geo is your show.
We're covering it all. Yankees wins, Giants drama, national headlines, and whatever chaos the day brings on the field and off.
No filler, no filters, just real conversation, and believe me, plenty of laughs every weekday morning.
We don't hold back, and we don't waste your time. We get to what actually matters.
That's Boomer and Geo, and you can listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.